All right, y'all. So, you know, welcome back to The Love Hunter. Really simple podcast today. I just want to talk about old dads and then get into Loki season two. And I have to say, like, super impressed. And, you know, with the movie Old Dads and the show Loki season two, we're in our most up-to-date episode. And if you don't know, you know, what's going on, I'm going to give you a huge, huge, huge spoiler alert. Huge, huge, huge spoiler alert for Loki season two. Do not listen to this episode if you are not caught up and up to date with the November 2nd show. Wow. So Bill Burr, like, I've always loved his comedy and thought he was, you know, dope. You know, amazing talent, but, you know, I've seen him on Chappelle's show. I've seen some of his stand-ups. I've seen him, you know, do this, that, and the third, you know, with, like, you know, little, you know, sketch comedy. But to see, you know, him develop this, you know, this movie so well really messed me up, you know, because it was so good. I was, like, really sitting there thinking, like, dang, man, I can relate to these guys. I can relate to Jack Kelly in the way he feels about people. Not everything he said. I don't say those things to people. I don't feel exactly what he feels as far as the attack. But I might feel like saying something and might feel like, man, like, I really don't like this. Why should I have to conform or follow a pathway or a thought process that I don't feel really serves me? So that, on that note, I really enjoyed his character, really enjoyed him, and thought it was dope. Now, when we get to Connor Brody, you know, him always trying to be young and hip and cool, and always keep up. Like, I know that feeling. When you're trying so hard to please everybody, you're trying so hard to be fun, you're trying so hard to do this, that, and the third. Meanwhile, like, you're getting slapped around and ordered around by your wife or job or responsibilities or friends or whatever it is. You're getting slapped around and judged because you're trying so hard to please everybody. So it's like I could really resonate with that character because it's just tough. Like, it's tough being Jack, right? Everybody has a Jack. If you are Jack, everybody has a Jack in their lives. Everybody has a Connor in their lives where they're trying so hard to please everybody that they just don't ever please themselves. And they feel like that's their job. And then with, you know, my man Bokeem Woodbine, you know, Hella Mike, he's cool with everything as long as it goes with the flow. The second things get off path and get out, off track, miserable, complete, you know, roller coaster. He's one of those kind of guys where it has to be according to plan. When things aren't according to plan, he's going to lose it. Like, he's going to flip. So, Mike, Connor, Jack, like, it was really crazy watching this, you know, just play out, right? You know, because I don't know how everybody resonates with these characters, because you might have a couple Jacks in your life that they're so outspoken. They're not wrong. They're not wrong at all. They're so outspoken and so offensive that now nobody wants to be outspoken. Now nobody, you know what, because they're like, oh no, I don't want to say anything because if I speak my mind, now I'm like Jack, right? And then you realize, like, there are volumes of that. There are great ways to funnel that. It doesn't have to be all things that offend people. It can be a little bit here, a little bit there. Like, it can be tailored. So I think that's the reality. We all know a Jack, and we have been Jack, you know, and it's like, I said something yesterday at the store that had a bunch of ladies laughing. And I was like, I probably shouldn't have said that. That's normally not me. But based on what I'm going through now in my life and how this week has been and how stressful things have been lately, I'm like, wow, I really just pulled a Jack. I really let the stress and the negativity and the things that were bothering me come out of my mouth instead of controlling my words. Because usually I'm a Connor and a Mike. As long as things are going according to plan and everybody likes me, everything's good, everything's fun, until it's no longer serving me. Or I've got things going so far along the plan that if things do deviate a different way, you know, I can't see straight. So all we have to do is make those nice maneuvers and we're fine. But with Connor's character, it's hard because I feel like so many people are stuck in this right now. It was really cool to see this character in a male because I feel like a lot of ladies get stuck in this role because of just traditional misogyny, traditional workplace behaviors, all toxic, right? All toxic. But what they did was they packaged this up in a male so you can see what it looks like when guys do it. You know, I'm not going to lie. A lot of guys get bossed around by their wives. A lot of guys get yelled at by their wives. And that principle, okay, that principle was in The Hangover, and I hated, oh my God, I hated seeing that. I just hated it so bad. I hated it, y'all, because it's just hard for me to watch people be taken advantage of. When you're nice, when you're kind, and the partner has nothing but that negative tone. Oh my God, what are you doing? You're going out with your friends? Oh my God, such losers. Why would you want to spend time with them? You know, it's just like that negative tone. Like, how is everything attacking you? How is everything a problem? So that first scene where, you know, Jack is, you know, a minute late because he can't find a parking spot. Well, it's like, okay, like, did you really have to attack him like that about being a minute late? Or could you pull him to the side like he suggested? Could you pull him to the side and talk to him a little bit instead of trying to make him an example? Now, that's one thing. Like, if you want to make a parent an example and then bring them in on the healing, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, if you want to be like, oh, it's 401. Just want to let you know. Everybody just want to let you know. We do want everybody to be on time. This is in chapter one or chapter two of, you know, the rule book. But like, let's be honest, who on the first day of that kindergarten or that daycare, whatever that thing is like, oh my God, thank God you have a guidebook. Thank God you have a rule book. Let me sit down, get a pot of coffee on and read that tonight. Like, nobody says that. Nobody does that. If it's not assigned homework, you're not going to read it and do it. So should you assign everything that's important to your kids? No, not necessarily. But it is good to hey, let's make sure parents, let's make sure we look at the rule book, the guidebook, because when it's made apparent and prudent, yeah, I want to do that. I want to make sure I do it. So, Connor's character, I really, really enjoyed watching Connor's character evolve and go through things and not be able to talk to his friends. Like, that was kind of funny. Like, he not only did he set himself down from his friends, his wife had, you know, first started it. His wife ran in with the other wife, you know, Jack's wife, about, you know, her trying to corner her son. I mean, I'm just gonna tell you right now, if somebody comes up and slaps a woman's stomach while she's pregnant and you can see that she's carrying, you will get uppercutted. Now, I'm not saying the child, But she had every right to put a foot in that mom's chest for not helping, you know, like you don't do that. Like, you got to slap the mom. And they fell out. And what's crazy was, yeah, she did get over it. I thought that was really funny toward the end of the movie. Like, she actually got over it. And she was like, I assumed you did too. And she was like, I just did. Like, which is also cool. How do you know when people have gotten over things? You know, I don't know what I don't know what the time period is to get over things. You know, is it 3 years, 4 years? If you have a real bad falling out, you like they said in the beginning, like, you can't tell people how to parent their kids. You know, but I think we're aligned in when we realize we don't like our kids doing this one thing or these two things or whatever. When the parents talk about it, now we know, you know, hey, if you see my kid doing this, check them. That's not the way we act. And it's not old school. It's just a village. Like, we want to make sure the village is all together. I mean, if you saw a kid drinking out of a toilet, like, you wouldn't be like, good job getting hydrated. Like, I'm hoping you would be like, hey, let me get you some other water, because this isn't exactly what, you know, I want you drinking. So, yeah, that part about the moms beefing and then the makeup and then what they were causing the husbands to do. Like, Connor was not looking at Jack. He was like, I don't know, maybe it's something with the wives. I can't talk to you right now. So that really had me, you know, laughing and joking a lot, because, you know, I think it's always going to be that way, where this character Connor had, because he's such a people pleaser and won't stand up to his wife, now his wife is going to at some point trample over, step on people's feet in their immediate circle. And if you've ever seen people like this or ever been around people like this, well, I have experience with this now. It doesn't end well. It's going to get toxic at some point, because he won't stand up for himself and he won't check the wife when she's saying stuff wrong. So now the wife is going out and hurting and harming either other wives or other husbands, and vice versa. If that woman doesn't check that man, also seen this, if that woman doesn't check that man, and that man is out there being a little bit toxic, being a little bit crazy, and she won't ever say anything to him in front of everybody, or at least one-on-one, about how he acts, now he's going out acting toxic and doing stuff that's not right and harming people in the process. And it's like, we can't get mad when people get, you know, swung on in the club or get bopped, you know, out in public. It's like, why wouldn't you tell your friends they probably shouldn't talk like that? Male or female, I don't care who it is. If you have male friends or female friends, why wouldn't you tell them, hey, like, just so you know, you could tone it down a little bit. Like, you are like a bit much at times. But I love you because you're honest. Like, I love your honesty, but just know, like, you might get a swung on in the parking lot. You might start a fight, just so you know. Nobody knows. They don't know. Nobody's told them. So Jack or that principal or whomever it is might come from a background where everybody acts like that, right? So you can clearly see it, where Jack and Connor's wife, nobody's ever checked them. Nobody, because they're usually the aggressor. It happens. So that's when they say you can't have two alphas. That's what blows my mind so much about that, is because you really don't see two drivers, right? There's a driver and a passenger. When that driver starts trash talk. So, yeah. When those people aren't getting checked, it's crazy. You just never know what, you know, is going to happen as far as events as time goes on. But my man, you know, Hella Mike, like, he had it made, right? You know, he's, you know, pretty good looking guy, got some money, you know, got ladies, he's got it going on. And after a vasectomy is even getting a girl pregnant. And I mean, that's like you said, like that's some strong shooters, right? And that's why I thought that thing was 100%, because I know two guys that have had vasectomies. And with that, you know, overturn of Roe versus Wade, like you had all these guys out there getting vasectomies. And I'm like, how do you do it wrong? I'm like, how does stuff get through? So, and I mean, and the jokes that came from that are even funnier. So, yeah, my hat's off to that crew. They taught very good lessons. Me and the guys watched that show. And I think the biggest pickup I learned from that is just being able to speak to what's going on and understanding your audience. That's one thing that every great comedian has in common, is their jokes and their delivery always hit with the intended audience, because everyone in that room, everyone that they're around, they've studied, they've learned, and they've honed their craft so that it can be received very well. Just like sales. Your delivery is everything. So it's like from Jack, I know the delivery can be too harsh. What is it you're really trying to say? Is it that you're hurt, you're bothered? Or is it that you really just don't agree with what people are saying? And just speak to that. With Connor, it's really funny because I'm a people pleaser, he's a people pleaser. You have to really understand when things do and don't serve you. And then with Hella Mike, very easy. It's very easy. Don't be so locked in on cruise control that when things happen in your life that you can't control, you just mentally shut down. Like he was mentally shutting down. And that's also hard because I feel that. I know that once I get my plan and my recipes and all that going forward, it can be tough because you don't know how to, you don't know how to deviate from the plan. But yes, last but not least, you all, I can't say enough about Loki. Like, Ki Hoi Kwan, you know, Ouroboros, OB is like, he just pulls me back into the Goonies. Like, it's Goonies Loki. And I love him for this role because I know people like this. They're so intelligent. They're so smart. But yet flawed in the fact that everybody only sees them for their, you know, muscle, right? They only see them for one thing. They're so, people are so one-dimensional in how they want to use them, which what was the movie? What was the movie? Please, please, please bring it back. Bring it back. Not the Monkey King. What was the movie on Disney? I can't think of right now. But this movie, God, I can't. Okay. Not Everything Everywhere Always, because I love that. Watch that. That movie was crazy. It was American Born Chinese. And me and my sister watched this movie or this show, losing it. I'm losing my mind. I'm like, just when I get to the end, y'all got to mess me up and end it. Like, I wanted more. Give me like 10 more episodes. American Born Chinese, they go into that. Being typecast is very difficult. White, black, Asian, women with big boobs, guys that have a big bass in their voice and got muscle. Like, it doesn't matter what you are. You become those gimmicks, that object, right? Whatever it is that first sold you, you become a slave to that thing. If you're a beautiful blonde with the body, you always have to be a beautiful blonde with the body until you're an old woman, right? Like, Hollywood is so crazy. Like, you have to be what they need. And so being typecast is also something that they dealt with in Loki when OB is a science fiction writer. And it was so sad because I was like, man, like, you know, he's trying to share his little books with people. And that's how I believe he becomes the character that joins the TVA. They use his theatrical works, his scientific writing, and his creative writing abilities to create, you know, Ouroboros and, you know, the way he writes the manual for the TVA. It was so funny seeing, you know, Mobius as the jet ski salesman, because I just feel like they've done that to him so many times. You know, Owen Wilson, I just feel like they put him in roles like that so many times in Hollywood because they're funny. And it's like, they really just want to sell stuff. And it's really funny to just, I hate to say it, just see him act versus be a gimmicky thing. Drill Bit Taylor and Wedding Crashers. But even in Wedding Crashers, that was the best part about him, was watching him just act instead of being this gimmicky character. Hunter B-15. They still haven't given us her name, but just seeing her at the hospital caring for children, you know, being that doctor, like, that really warmed my heart because she kind of reminded me of my doctor. Casey breaking out of Alcatraz. Like, who didn't see Prison Break? Like, I watched every episode of Prison Break. When they left, came back. When they left and came back again, I watched every episode of Prison Break. It was right after my daughter was born. So I would put my, you know, headphones in. My little daughter asleep. And she wouldn't sleep unless I held her in my arms. So I'm watching her, you know, sleep and then watching, you know, Prison Break. And that's what it reminded me of. Like, Casey was, you know, doing his own Prison Break. And then, you know, that temporal pad that, you know, Ouroboros made, OB made, and was allowing Loki to travel. I mean, seeing him as a thief, Casey as a thief and breaking out of Alcatraz was like both crazy and weird and funny, because the last time we saw Alcatraz in the Marvel universe of all shows was X-Men The Last Stand. So I know they've retconned everything, but I thought that was kind of funny. Who is he and why is he breaking out of Alcatraz? I just thought that was a real kind of funny play and Easter egg. Also, like the very, very, very first episode, it was like Loki was, you know, he violated, it was like code 72080. And in that issue of Loki, they do some type of, it was some type of teleportation through time and space. It's an actual, comic that had came out on that date. But please check my numbers, because I know my numbers might be off. But then finally Loki and Sylvie. Just wow. The fact that she still has a temporal pad and shows up. And then when Loki shows up, she's exactly who she is, because she's a Loki, is even funnier, because I was like, wow, like, now I get it. Now I get why the Lokis are such a problem, is because the god of mischief is so mischievous that he understands how to get in and out of so many things. So I don't know. Is it mischief, or is he just a misinformed chief? So yeah, is it mischief, or is he just a misinformed chief, a chief of many, you know, of many things? So I don't know. That's what's even crazier. Seeing Loki hone his craft and abilities to time jump. This could get either really messy, as it already has been, for the, you know, timekeepers and He Who Remains, or this is going the exact way that we want Marvel to go, because A, COVID messed things up very bad with filming, shooting, Black Widow, court battle, all that. So, you know, COVID and 2019 messed up, 2020 messed up a lot of things for Marvel Studios as far as continuity. You're not going to get very many cameos and people are still walking around with masks on. And then number two, how in the world were we going to keep up the pace that Marvel had set after the snap? Like, that's insane. If you ask me, the Black Widow movie should have been made in 2021, 2022. That's when we should have had that Black Widow movie. After watching Kill Bill 1 and 2, The Matrix 1 and 2, a Black Widow movie would have 100% been a possibility. I watched Spider-Man 1 and 2. I watched The Punisher. I watched the Daredevil movies. I was there watching them in their own time when they came out. A Black Widow movie would have been 100% capable. Now, would it look different? I don't think that Scarlett Johansson would have been as sexy in this role, but I think she would have been just as lethal and deadly as she could have been. I mean, we had Alias and all these other shows and movies. So, yeah, I think that Loki is set up very well. I love the acting. I love the way it's set up. I love how everything is being shown. It's just dope, y'all. This is just such a great show. But I'm sorry. Yeah, number one, yeah, it's either going to retcon everything as the very end of Spider-Man No Way Home does. The very ending of Spider-Man retcons everything as far as Spider-Man. With, you know, He Who Remains, Black Widow, and Doctor Strange, those three alone can retcon anything at any time. So, I don't know. We got a whole lot going on nowadays, and it's crazy. But I'm just hyped. I'm excited, and I love what I'm seeing, y'all. But yeah, that's all I got. I love y'all. Hope you love me back. I'll see you soon.